Ultra High Definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, breaking news in Raleigh. A forensics team joins police at the scene of a stabbing. What we're learning about the case that kept investigators busy all night long.
Plus, some tense moments in Fayetteville as shots are fired at police during a standoff that neighbors say lasted for days. We have developments on what may have led to all this chaos.
And it's a warm and muggy start for us this morning. And of course, that will only get worse as we get through the week. I'll show you how high the heat index will go.
And a heads up, there will be even more school buses on the roads this morning as year-round school kicks off for students and teachers in Durham. First day of school for them as they get the new school year kicked off. Good morning, everyone. We'll kick off a new work week for you. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're glad you're with us, and we're glad Renee's back. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, I got a good escape away from the heat and humidity. Went out west with my family in Montana. Went up to Canada for a little bit. The weather was great. I'm sorry I didn't bring it back for you guys.
Oh, my.
Though.
We needed it. Ooh. You picked a good week to be out. Last week was brutal. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. How are we looking today?
I think we should all take this week off and next week off and the next week off and the next week off. And then, you know, maybe we're getting somewhere. But, you know, we are solidly in this hot, humid summer pattern, which doesn't usually change much this time of year. 73 is our current temperature. Our dew point is 69, which is way over here on the muggy meter. That number will actually go up a bit as we get through the week, and that means our heat index is going to climb back into the triple digits. We'll probably keep it just under that today, though. 68 in Roxborough, 73 in Rocky Mount and Raleigh, 69 in Southern Pines, and then our high temperatures this afternoon climb into the low 90s, 93. Our normal high for today is 91, so it's just a couple of degrees above normal, but it doesn't mean that it will be comfortable. And we do have a chance of a few isolated thunderstorms coming up this week, and I'll show you which one looks the wettest.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news out of Raleigh this morning. Police and forensics teams surrounded a Raleigh neighborhood into the early hours of the morning. The call came in around 11:30 last night at Laodicea Drive in the southeast part of the city here. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live. And Kelsey, what are you learning about that scene there now?
Right. So that stabbing happened here in an apartment complex on Laodicea Drive. I'll step out the way so you can see that police have been going in and out of this particular apartment all night long, well into the early morning hours. And we'll get you straight to video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Our crews have been out here since about 1:30 this morning. You can see investigators working on the scene overnight, and then the forensics team joined police on the scene around 2:30. So we're still working to figure out what happened, why it happened, and potentially how bad anyone was hurt. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Neighbors say they're shaken after a 12-hour-long standoff and shootout with police in their community. A Ring camera captured part of the standoff in the Lac La Mon neighborhood of Fayetteville. Neighbors say this started back on July 4th when the man barricaded himself inside a home and started shooting at other homes. So far, police have only shared what happened Saturday night into Sunday morning. They say the man fired shots at them and hit two armored vehicles. Police say he was hurt during the standoff and was taken to the hospital after coming out of the home Sunday morning. A neighbor who did not want to go on camera says this has her worried about her safety.
I'm thinking I should sell my house and move out of the neighborhood. That's what I feel right now. I mean, there's so much speeding around here. There's so much gunshots around here. There's so much drug activity and illegal activity. It's crazy. It's just insane.
Neighbors say the man had a history of mental health issues, but never did anything like this. He is in custody. We are not releasing his name until police share that information.
Rescue crews across the Northeast are working to bring people to safety after torrential downpours caused widespread flooding and scenes like this. These are images from Connecticut, where firefighters saved at least half a dozen people whose cars got stuck in the fast rising waters yesterday. In Pennsylvania, the search is growing for a 2-year-old girl and her 9-month-old brother who were swept away by floodwaters Saturday. Their mother and 4 other people died in the flooding. Their father and another young sibling managed to make it to safety. The National Weather Service says most flood deaths can happen in cars and urge you to never drive on flooded roads. The severe weather is causing problems for people who are traveling nationwide. This morning at RDU, where you're looking live right now, flights are trying to get back to normal after a chaotic day yesterday. This morning, we are seeing a few delays still out there. More than 150 flights out of the airport were delayed or canceled last night, many headed to the Northeast. WRL's TV station manager Heather Gray is just one of the many people struggling to get back to RDU. She got stuck in New York when her flight was canceled, and she says she's never seen it rain so hard there.
Luckily, we had raincoats and an umbrella, but you were walking in ankle deep water. The rain just came in really, really fast. Thunderstorms, boomers. I can see why a lot of flights were canceled or delayed, because it was pretty miserable afternoon here.
Heather and her son plan to fly out of Newark today to get back to the Triangle.
The number of people dead is rising this morning in South Korea after heavy rain caused severe flooding and landslides. At least 40 people have died. Thousands more are evacuated because of the flooding, which started last week. The death toll climbed after crews pulled 9 bodies from a flooded tunnel yesterday, where more than a dozen vehicles were trapped in a flash flood. 9 survivors were rescued from the tunnel as well. Fire officials estimate the tunnel filled with water in as little as 2 to 3 minutes.
Well, you may have just one more chance tonight to weigh in on a plan to manage growth in Johnston County for years to come. County commissioners are holding a public hearing before they vote on their Envision 2040 land use plan. The goal is to make sure the county's land is used appropriately while protecting natural and cultural resources. Johnston County is one of the fastest growing communities in the state. Tonight's meeting is at 6 at the Ag Center Auditorium in Smithfield.
You'll see more school buses on the road today. It's the first day of the new school year for Durham's 5 year-round schools. Durham Public Schools says it looks forward to welcoming students and teachers. Year-round schools started last week in Wake County.
A $30 billion plan to spend your tax dollars is still up in the air this morning, weeks after a big deadline. North Carolina lawmakers are set to try again this week to reach a deal on a state budget. The spending plan for the current fiscal year was due July 1st. But Republican leaders in the State House and Senate are deadlocked over tax cuts and raises for state employees and teachers. In the meantime, the state continues to run on last year's budget, and Medicaid expansion continues to be on hold. They are hoping to reach a deal in August.
Two big jackpots are nearing a record after going months without a winner. Tonight, you could end that streak. The Powerball jackpot is now $900 million. That's the third largest in the game's history. No one matched all the numbers in Saturday's drawing. Now, if you win tonight, your take-home cash value would be just over $465 million. You can watch the drawing live here on WREL. And we can't forget about that Mega Millions jackpot. It's now an estimated $640 million, and it will only get bigger before the next drawing. No one has matched all the numbers since April. The next drawing is tomorrow night, again live on WREL right before our 11 p.m. news.
A Raleigh bar all smashed up. What police and witnesses are sharing about an SUV crash right into the front of My Way Tavern. Plus,
it was kind of weird to stay inside and have a cold and want to drink tea when it was 85 degrees outside.
If you're dealing with a cough or runny nose, you're not alone. Coming up, why health experts say summer colds are on the rise.
And we take you with a live look outside in Clinton right now. We are not getting any relief from the heat this week. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center coming up next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
441, nice and quiet for us this morning. This is a live look at Chapel Hill. Our skies are mostly clear. We're going to end up just with another hot, sticky day for us. Our temperatures are in the 70s heading out the door. A couple of spots, a little cooler than that. 68 Lewisburg, 69 in Southern Pines. But 72 Tarboro, 71 in Irwin, 73 degrees in Rocky Mount right now. We take a look at our forecast if you're going to be out for a walk or a run. Again, you know, just typical July conditions with temperatures in the low to mid 70s and a good bit of humidity out there for us. This morning, we'll climb into the low 90s this afternoon. You remember, you know, this time of year, it's still pretty warm even right after work. So if you're going to get out and exercise, best time to do that is in the morning. It's going to be a great day for the pool today without many thunderstorms.
The man accused of carrying out a mass shooting near Atlanta is dead after a shootout with law enforcement. Officers say Andre Longmore died during the standoff yesterday in Jonesboro, which is south of Atlanta. Two police officers and one deputy were hurt in the shootout. They're expected to survive. They had tracked Longmore down after he was accused of killing four people in the same small neighborhood on Saturday. Investigators have not released a motive. They say Longmore was not related to the victims.
A man is dead this morning after a motorcycle crash in Fayetteville. It happened on Rayford Road and Two Bale Lane just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say two motorcycles were weaving through traffic when one of them crashed into the back of a pickup truck that was stopped at a light. Luther Tyner died at that crash at that scene, and we're told Shanna Throckmorton was a passenger on the bike and was taken to the hospital. The other motorcyclist ran off the road and was not hurt.
A popular spot in Raleigh needs repairs this morning after an SUV crashed into it. You can see the damage to My Way Tavern. This is on St. Mary Street. It happened Sunday evening. No one was hurt. Police have yet to say what led to the crash. We did see officers putting a woman in handcuffs at the scene. We've reached out to investigators for more information.
We could see food prices start to climb again because of a deal that allows Ukraine to export grain despite its war with Russia expires today. That agreement, which was reached last July, is designed to prevent a global food crisis. Ukraine is a major exporter of corn, wheat, barley, and other food products. Russian President Vladimir Putin says part of the agreement to improve exports from his country hasn't been upheld. Russia has previously agreed to extend the deal three times.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Fayetteville. Police are investigating a shooting. One person is dead and one is injured there after a shooting happened just before 1:30 this morning on the 800 block of Bragg Boulevard. Officers say when they got to the scene, they found a female victim there suffering from a gunshot wound. She died at the scene. Another male victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Fayetteville police say this is an ongoing investigation. WREL's Laura Levine is on the way to the scene. She'll have a live report as soon as she gets there.
People around the world are remembering actor, singer, and fashion icon Jane Birkin this morning. The iconic British-French star died over the weekend. Birkin's rise to fame began shortly after her arrival in Paris. That's where she fell in love with French actor and singer Serge Gainsbourg. The two gained international fame. Jane was the inspiration behind the famous Birkin bag by French luxury house Hermès. It's not clear what led to her death, but her health declined recently after she suffered a stroke back in 2021.
If you have had a cold recently, you're not alone. Summertime colds are on the rise at a rate we haven't seen in years. Doctors say the rise in colds is happening because people are moving further away from the safety measures they took during the pandemic. They say people are being less vigilant about washing their hands, and with few people wearing masks, more viruses are spreading. If you have a cold or you want to avoid one, they say those are the steps you need to take.
If you do have a cough or cold, make sure you hand wash. up to you if you would like to wear your mask or not.
Experts also say the pandemic disrupted the seasonal pattern for respiratory viruses, making new waves now more difficult to predict.
The town of Wake Forest will share more details today about its plans for a new park. The town is hosting a community meeting today at the Wake Forest Senior Center. Officials want to put a skate park, pump track, and fitness court on East Holding Avenue near the Senior Center. Town officials will take questions during the meeting, which gets started at 11 this morning.
Cumberland County School System is looking to add more child nutrition workers. The system will host a hiring event today through Thursday. It's looking to hire assistant managers and food service assistants. You can get an in-person interview today through Wednesday from 9 to noon each day at the main offices on Gillespie Street. You can also contact the school system to register for a virtual interview on Thursday.
It is 4:47 as we begin another hot and humid week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center with how things are starting off.
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those typical summer weeks for us. Nothing really special happening. That just means it's going to be hot and humid. We're going to be looking at a triple-digit heat index by the time we get to Wednesday as we see sort of an extra surge of moisture come in. But we take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now. It is 73. Our dew point is 69. And, of course, we know that that number is pretty high. That's a measure of moisture in the atmosphere. By the time we hit lunchtime, time, temperatures will be at almost 90 degrees. So, you know, it's a great day for the pool. It's hard to really get much else in today outside. It's just really hot and muggy. 93 in Raleigh, 92 Durham, 93 in Fayetteville. Our normal high in the triangle for today is 91. So, you know, this is pretty typical. It's not unusual. It's just, you know, we have a hot summer around here. I'm looking at steamy on the muggy meter right now. So that's right below tropical. Tropical is the worst of it. And, you know, we've got more of that to come, that's for sure. We take a look at our available moisture, and that really starts to climb as we get into the middle of the week. You can see these darker green colors. We're going to see just an even stronger flow coming out of the south to help bump up that moisture. And so that means that it's just going to feel even hotter to you outside. For today, 93, but with a heat index of 97. After that, we hit 102 on Tuesday. 105 is the threshold that the Weather Service typically puts us under a heat advisory. We typically see an average of 7 days under a heat advisory for our summer, and we haven't seen one of those yet. You remember last week, it looked like our weekend was going to be, you know, way up there in the triple digits, and we didn't quite make it there. We ended up with all that rain on Friday, and we just kind of held it below heat advisory criteria. But we'll be watching Thursday in particular. We hit 106. If it really does look like we're going to get to that, then we may be under a heat advisory. Look at this, maybe coming down the road for us. Next week, July 22nd through the 26th, there's a good chance of below normal temperatures coming up in just a little while. We're going to talk about why we may see that change to our pattern. Take a look at our 7-day forecast. Again, we jump to 95 tomorrow, 94 Wednesday, 95 Thursday. And then our temperatures start to bump down a little bit. Look at these highs in the 80s with a chance of thunderstorms. We'll talk about that potential change in our pattern in more detail coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. The new winner of Wimbledon has more than just a new title to celebrate. Just ahead, what makes the victory of 20-year-old Carlos Alcaraz so special?
And the story of an unusual rescue close to a home, a donkey pulled from a sinkhole. And 4:52, the time right now, as you take a live look downtown Raleigh. We had another hot one on the way today. We'll put together a pretty good stretch, a little bit of turbulence as we get our week started. We're glad you're with us. The internet helped a Dallas woman's collection obsession take off.
Most people don't get too excited to shop for uniforms, but then Deborah Brown is not like most people. Noelle Walker explains how the woman's wardrobe is going to new heights.
I've got them back to 1950s. For American Airlines.
Pack your bag for a quick trip.
Back in time, yeah, just even if it's my memory. I have always been into vintage clothing for years.
In here, vintage is current. C, for travel.
This I only put on for special occasions. The boots are very rare.
These boots were made for flying.
And here's Braniff, Emilio Pucci with the umbrella. I mean, that's what was so special about Braniff.
Designer label flight attendant uniforms.
And here we are.
Deborah Brown got hooked at a Braniff fashion show.
And then they've even made me an honorary flight attendant. So I went home and started shopping on eBay. About 12 times a day, at least.
That's a lot of uniforms.
I mean, we may get a knock at the door right now. I'm expecting a package today.
She has 122 uniforms.
My Trans Texas Airlines.
From 22 airlines.
This is Pan Am. Edith Head designed their outfits. TWA had Ralph Lauren.
Many.
I have the space helmet for Braniff.
No longer fly.
So it was a whole different, you know, time frame. And there was glamour. People dressed up to go on the plane. So these are pretty valuable.
Uniform shopping has never been so glamorous.
Well, what other uniforms are there? Waitress uniforms? They're pretty interesting, too, I'm sure. Don't get me started. I may start on that.
She'd need a bigger guest room for that.
Girl, I am trying to collect the whole collection.
She's on her way, that's for sure. It was a status symbol back in the day when you traveled, you got dressed up. But those airlines, TWA, Pan Am.
What a throwback. I wonder if she has, you know, Northwest or, you know, some of the ones that don't fly anymore or have merged since, right? Wonder if she's gotten all that down, too. The signals.
What a hobby, right? There is a new name on Wimbledon's Wall of Champions. It's Carlos Alcaraz of Spain. He won the men's singles at the tournament, beating Novak Djokovic in the final on center court. He becomes the first player other than Djokovic, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, or Andy Murray to win the title in more than 20 years. Those guys had hogged it all up, but it's Alcaraz now. And he'll be on today, this morning, to talk about his first ever Grand Slam championship. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WRAL.
A new generation. This sure isn't something you see every day. First responders were called out to assist animal control after a donkey fell in a sinkhole. This was in Granville County. It happened Sunday morning. Wake Forest Fire also stepped in to help, along with the Brassfield Volunteer Fire Department. Together, all the crews were able to create a pulley system to safely lift Dora out of the hole. And we're told Dora the donkey is going to be all right. Great work. Breaking news, police are investigating a stabbing in Southeast Raleigh, where you're looking live. Our team has been on the scene all night in the Crown Crossing neighborhood. We'll have a live report at 5.
Also, severe weather is causing issues at airports across the country, including at RDU, where you're looking live right now. How many delays and cancellations we're seeing this morning? That's coming up in our next half hour.
An Alabama woman is home this morning after vanishing last week after calling 911 to report a toddler walking on an interstate. Ken Smith will break down this bizarre case.